This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting inaugural edition of Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And you can schedule a one-hour meet-and-greet session with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and he does something that's called a financial MRI. And in that MRI, he's going to examine your portfolio and make sure that you're heading the course towards retirement that you plan for, and he's going to expose any hidden fees that might be in your portfolio that could be eating up your returns. He's also going to make sure that you're diversified and allocated properly, and you're not taking too much undue risk for the returns that you're getting. Give the coach a call. It's a great time to get with him at the beginning of the year, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. On this broadcast today, we're going to obviously be talking about the inauguration yesterday that took place in Washington, D.C., new president Donald J. Trump. And we're going to take your questions on the air here that you submitted through the website and through different forms. And the coach is going to answer some of those questions. But without further ado, so great to see you on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Southwest Florida. What a great day yesterday to watch our 45th president sworn in.
Oh, it was, John. It was absolutely a remarkable day. And it takes me back to 1988 when my wife, Tom, and I moved to D.C., and we lived in D.C., and our office happened to be on 16th and K, and I just remember all the excitement coming around when it was Bush, you know, Bush Senior, I guess, what is it, W or W is Bush, but right. the dad. So it was exciting time, and I just remember the atmosphere there, and I can feel the atmosphere here with Donald Trump. It's a new era, and it's going to be really a whole new type of managing a country.
Yeah, well, obviously there's a paradigm shift, and obviously Democrats have had the presidency for the last 8 years, and their motto is obviously tax and spend, and now we have a different philosophy in there. And obviously with that, I mean, I'm watching him, he's frugal, and he's cutting, you know, from airplanes that we're going to be getting to his plane that he's going to be getting. He's really trimming the fat and cutting the pork out. What is that going to do to have more money in the flow of the American system? Because his goal is to reduce the debt over the next 10 years by $10 trillion, which would put us back at a $10 trillion deficit where we were before Obama took office.
That would be wonderful. You know, that's the one fear that clients, when they come in, that's one of the questions they always ask about the deficit. And, you know, our deficit we can get it under control. It's not under control now, but we can get that under control. And he is talking about cutting a lot of government waste in D.C. And I think he's going to do it. And only time will tell, but I like the direction of what I'm hearing so far. And it's been pretty positive, because when people come in, it's not about, oh, should I buy gold? Should I buy silver? I'm so sick of hearing those conversations, because they're hearing all this stuff on the internet, on TV, on the commercials about buy gold. Dollar's going to be worthless. And meanwhile, the dollar's getting stronger and stronger. And what does that mean? It means, you know, good for us if we go overseas, but then to bring in exports is more for them to bring in exports. So it is going to be something that we have to see how it's going to work, but I think it's going to be, as a businessman he is, I think he's going to be a good thing for the country. And anytime you're lowering taxes, John, we talked about that all the time. When you lower taxes, it does bring more money into the economy. It does, people have more money to spend. And if you believe in free market, and I believe in free market, our portfolios are based on free market, our country is based on free market, then that could be just a fantastic revenue source for the government, because back in the 80s, even though they lower the taxes from 70 to 28 from the top bracket, you would think, oh, that's that much less money. But you know what? When you have those high taxes, those people, and we're going to talk about tax shelters, they're going to find every tax shelter there is to keep from having to pay. But if the taxes are low, these corporations are going to bring that money back. So, look, if you want to learn about lowering your taxes. That's what we can do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. If you want to learn about an income plan, and mostly we talk about, John, that financial MRI, that's what it's all about, is, you know, lowering your taxes, finding out what your fees are. And fees are, you know, it can take, it robs your wealth, because if you have excessive fees, that means these are fees that you don't see. So it's like a stranger in the night stealing, because that's what it does. It steals from your returns. So find out what your fees are, because you don't really know what your fees are unless you do what we call that fee analysis, where we, you know, take everything in consideration, the turnover ratio, the shares, and what you're really holding, and then find out if you're taking that unnecessary risk. And that's what we talk about, that financial MRI. And that's what you're going to get when you give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And ask for, you know, just say, hey, listen, I'd like to come in for a financial MRI, and we'll know exactly what you're talking about, and we can handle that.
Yeah, when they do come in, obviously, they have a plan or some sort of plan. You sit down with them, and really, you want to validate their plan. What does that mean for you to validate their plan when they come in? Because obviously, if they have a good plan, not everybody's a good fit for you. But if they don't have a good plan, you're going to be able to see certain things through that no obligation financial MRI that'll expose it to you.
Well, just think, let's say if you're, you work out, you know, you're just someone that works out with weights, you eat good and this and that, and you go to a trainer, and you're doing it on your own. You go to a trainer and you say, you know what, this is what I've been doing, and let him validate and say, you know what, hey, you're in good shape. I would change a couple things here. I would, not eat so much of this, and I would change your routine up just a little bit. I like your routine, but you're doing the same thing a couple days in a row. I would mix that up. But overall, you know, I validate what you're doing. It's the same thing with a financial plan, is that let's see how you're invested. Let's see if most people's plan is hard to validate, John, because they don't have an income plan in place. So they might have the accumulation plan in place, meaning when you're working, you're accumulating your wealth. And there's a lot of financial planners or a lot of advisors out there that know how to accumulate your wealth. But then when it comes time to taking income from your wealth, that's a harvesting phase. That's the second set. You know, that's your, it's a different season in your life. That's when we have to really put that. That's the important plan, because you need to have income coming in. You need to have that check coming in, because that's what you're taking to live on, because you're not working anymore. So you have your Social Security, you might have a pension, but then you need income coming in. And that's how we validate. We want to make sure you have a plan and check the plan that you currently have.
That's awesome. Well, there's a no-cost obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. And if you don't have a retirement plan, Alfie's here to get you started. And if you already have one, he's happy to sit down with you for a special one-hour meet-and-greet session in Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155, and he will validate your current plan. And if he discovers you're taking on too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's going to be there to help. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, he's going to tell you that as well. So call now to schedule your meet-and-greet session with Alfie. Don't wait too long. He only has 10 spots available this week, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market, and of course, presidential change and the world unrest, well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Meet with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. It's a free, no-cost financial MRI, and he will examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial to you well into your retirement years. Alfie specializes in those that are currently retired or soon to be retired. Don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, 561-1155. Obviously, we're talking about the inauguration that took place yesterday, and the atmosphere is positive, and obviously a lower tax rate. One question I want to ask you before we get to the viewers, or actually the listeners' questions, is that obviously by the end of Monday, his hand is going to be very sore from signing all the reversals of all the executive orders that Obama has done to restrict, sort of like holding businesses back. But now that all the barriers are off and now they can run free and pretty much explore new opportunities, whether it be fracking, drilling, whatever it is that they're about to do, what is that going to do to boost? Obviously, consumer confidence is way up and he's not even in office yet.
Well, energy independence is going to be a wonderful thing. And we've talked about that for years and years. And we have the energy underneath us. So I love what I'm hearing. It's going to be a great thing. I was so excited in 1980. That was the first president I voted for was Reagan. And I didn't know anything about a Republican or Democrat. I just knew that I was graduating high school and there was, you know, I kept hearing it was my grandfather. He wasn't really my grandfather, but he was like my grandfather and adopted grandfather. And he was talking about these great interest rates he's getting on these CDs, and it was all good. But the problem was, the inflation was just running rapid. So you have to have, you have to have a balance of growth and protecting the interest rate so the inflation doesn't get rapid. But how does portfolios work during higher interest rates, higher inflation? And if you look at it, portfolios work very well during that time. So gold is not the thing to fight inflation. It's really a portfolio. Equities is the best, really, wealth creation and inflation fighter, because the cost of doing business increases, but that means your stocks are increasing also. So your equities are a great source to fight inflation. So if interest rates do go up a little bit, your portfolios are going to be just fine. I think there's a lot of money that was sitting on the sideline that's going to be coming in. Just from our clients, I can just tell you that we had clients come in after the election that was holding out, and they said, I'm ready to go in. So these workshops, we had a workshop last week at Ruth Chris. We had standing room only. I had to really we had to turn a couple people away because they didn't RSVP, and they came in and we just didn't have room for them. And we have another workshop next week, and it's standing room only also. And then we have an additional, 20, 30 people that wanted to come. So we're going to have to try to make another spot. But the problem is, it's not a problem, it's a good problem, but people are wanting to get back in the game. And we had a client that came in today for her reviews, and she really, she just said, how much am I making? And I told her how much she made, and she was blown away. And I said, now listen, it's not always going to be like this. I said, because she's been in just 11 months and she's made a lot of money in 11 months. But I said, it could have went the opposite way too. Not as bad as it went up. It could have went down. So I said, don't always think it's going to go up. But in the long run, your portfolio will increase if you give it time, if you're in the right mix of assets. And that's what we talk about, that financial MRI, the asset allocation, John, is the most important thing of anybody's portfolio. Represents 91.5% of the performance, how it's going to perform. I'm going to talk about that, because your asset allocation, that means your measurements inside your portfolio. We talk about Mrs. Antonucci's spaghetti sauce. I ask her for her spaghetti recipe, her sauce recipe, and she just gives me the ingredients. Without the measurements, I cannot do anything about it. But if Mrs. Antonucci gives me those measurements, I can make a mean sauce because I have the measurements. Inside the portfolio is the same thing. The measurements inside your portfolio is so, so important. And when you're building a portfolio, you think about it, is you have to have asset classes in there more than just the S&P 500, because you don't want just when the large caps are doing good, they go up. When they're doing bad, they go down. You don't want that. You want things to fight. So you want some dissimilar movement. So think about going to Disney, and you're in Disney and you have two kiosks, and one sells umbrellas and one sells sunscreen. Totally different. When the sun is out, the sunscreen sales are going to increase. When it's raining out, the umbrellas are going to increase. So you want to be able to make money at different times. That's why our portfolios, John, back in in 2000, 2001, 2002, those 3 years we had a recession, we had 9/11, and we had corporate scandal. In those 3 years, the S&P 500 lost over 40%, closer to like 43% in those 3 years. And that's where a lot of people invest. Where our aggressive portfolio, aggressive, I don't put too many people in that one, that only lost 13% in those 3 years. But then the following, in 2003, the S&P lost 43% and only made 27% in 03. Our aggressive portfolio lost 13% but made 48% the following year. So the key is not to lose so much when the market goes down. And it's not so much how much you're making, it's how much you're not losing when you're taking money. So that's the key about taking income, is you want to be in portfolios that are truly, truly balanced in a sense of what they're holding inside, asset allocation, diversified, because you're taking money. It might be from contractual guarantee programs that we have, part from where we create a guaranteed pension, and then the other part from the portfolio. But the key is not to lose so much as you're taking money, because when that happens, that's called reverse dollar cost average. And when that happens, you're running out of money.
Well, you owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Be one of the first 10 callers today and get your financial MRI. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. That's 561-1155. If you don't currently have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. And if you already have one, Alfie's happy to sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices, and validate your current plan. If he discovers you're taking down too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's going to be there to help. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, he's going to tell you that as well. Call now. Schedule your own meet and greet session with him. Don't wait too long. He only has 10 spots available. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or go to savingtheinvestor.com. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back right after this. Stay tuned.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Rado, your host of Daybreak here. In studio with me right now, Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. You can visit him online, savingtheinvestor.com. Alfie, President Trump, he is now the man, and this is a pro-business president. What does that mean for someone perhaps looking at retirement soon?
Well, if you think about back in when Reagan was president, he was pro-business. And the same thing I think will happen here. We're going to have a good economy. We're going to have people back to work, more money being spent. I think it's going to really do great with the stock market. But what we don't want is we don't want to be heavy in any one asset class. So having a diversified portfolio that has many asset classes and many countries is the way to go. You do not want to be heavy in tech stock or just one sector. You want to be broad. And that's what we do here with our diversified portfolios.
Diversity is key. Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. Here's his phone number. 561-1155. 561-1155. You can catch him every Sunday, 10 a.m. on Fox 4. And you can also visit him online, savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call, as always, is 561-1155, 561-1155. Schedule your own meet and greet session with the coach in Fort Myers or Naples. He's there to really help those of you that are currently retired or soon to be retired. That's what he specializes in. And he's going to set a path and a course towards retirement that will not only give you peace of mind, but it will be a plan that is tailor-made to your situation. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And we're going to take some questions that have come in from those of you that are listening. And the first question for the coach is this. My wife and I have been listening to your show for a while, and it seems that you look at investing differently than how my current advisor does. I retired last year, and basically my investments look the same as they did 5 years ago. So she's basically, flat. We have a lot of mutual funds, some cash, and a small variable annuity. The concern I have is that nothing has material changed since we retired. Aren't there other strategies that advisors use that are different in retirement?
So she might not be talking about so much flat, John. What she's talking about is there hasn't been changes. And that's what we talk about all the time. When we talk about the accumulation phase and the harvesting phase, that's two different. When you're working, you're accumulating your wealth. So it sounds like what our listener is talking about is that the advisor has her in the same things and has not put an income plan in place for them, and they've been retired 5 years. And that's scary because when the market does, you know, go down, and I, and look, we are positive, you know, we're positive here at Saving the Investor. We're not here to scare you and doom and gloom and all that other stuff. But, you know, the market is random and it's going to have its ups and downs. But you, if you don't have an income plan in place, that can be a devastating loss for your account. So you want to make sure that you do have a different plan than you you had when you were working. So if your plan is the same, if you're retired or soon to be retired, and your advisor really has not come up with a nice income plan, or if their plan is dividends only, you need to come and talk to us, because dividends only is coming from large cap stocks. Large cap stocks are what gives you the dividends. And if you go back to 08, large cap stocks lost about 40%, and then it lost another 43% in 2000, 2001, 2002. So you have to have a plan with different asset classes and different sources of income, where part of it, John, is a guarantee.
Yeah, that's an important point, because what you're saying is, you know, time flies quick. Obama's reign just ended. 8 years went by quick. In 8 years, a lot of things can happen in people's lives. Spouses can pass away. Each time there's life changes, you have maybe a different strategy that you're going to implement based upon what's happening in their life. And if you're staying the same and not adapting to that, that could be detrimental to them towards the end of life, couldn't it?
Well, yeah. And we talk about that our programs are custom, and you hear it on the radio and TV and everything. Oh, we'll build a custom plan for you, but it's usually the same stuff. We literally will go through questions and ask you things that you're not used to being asked, because we're going to dig deep and find out what your expenses are, find out what you have coming due, if anything, find out if you have your debt's going to be paid off, your income's going to increase or decrease. So we really put an income plan together for you. There was a couple of doctors I met this week, and one of them in particular, he had this account that was with a, I don't want to mention the name, but I'm not going to, but it was a very well-known name, and they had them in A shares, which is retail accounts. They were buying and selling. Not only that, they had them in these REITs that now it is down 25%. The REIT is down 25%. He just got a letter saying we're gonna be liquidating these REITs at a loss, and really can't do anything about it, because, you know, so I don't sell REITs. I just don't sell REITs out there.
Or you sell A shares, right?
I don't sell A shares. I don't sell REITs. And the reason I said I can make a lot of money selling REITs, I can make 6-7% selling REITs. And then in 3 months when they come due, or 3 years when they come due, if they come due, if they go public, I can make it again. There is 6-7% commission being made on these REITs. And that is something I'm not going to put my clients in, because I don't want to have that phone call conversation with a client calling up saying, you know, that REIT I put you in, I'm sorry, but it's defunct right now. I can't get your money out, and it's going to be in litigation, and it's just really dormant. There's nothing we can do, and they're going to stop making those monthly payments.
Well, who holds these advisors accountable? I mean, obviously, that's if you see an opportunity to make money, the temptation to use someone who has a lot of money liquid to buy these things could be enticing, couldn't
it? Well, it is very enticing, because they're showing, oh, these have been paying 6% for years and years and years, and you're thinking, well, you know, I'm not making any money now. I'll take that chance to get the 6% income. So the thing about it is, there's ways to take income and there's ways not to take income. And I'm not going to put you in a situation where it benefits me whole, you know, big time, and then you're going to be in down the road. You could have a crisis because you can't get your money out of this, or you have to can't get your money out, but your income stops also. So you really, that might be a lot of advisors' income plan, John, is selling REITs and REITs and REITs. And that is not a good income plan. So you need to come in if you have a lot of those REITs, or if you really don't have an income plan, give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And let us do, like John says, we like to validate your current plan. Validating your current plan is talking, you know, finding out what your hidden fees are, that you're, you know, extracting them from your portfolio and showing them to you, and also showing you the income plan and showing you if you're taking unnecessary risk. And, you know, the bottom line is, after doing these for hundreds and hundreds of them, excuse me, there are about on an average of 30% more risk than you really need to take. We'll be right back after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. Be one of the first 10 callers today, and you will get a no-cost, no-obligation financial MRI. And if you currently don't have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. But if you do have one, he's happy to sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples to validate your current plan. If he does discover that you're taking on too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's going to be there to help you. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, he'll tell you that as well. Give him a call at 561-1155. Be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free meet-and-greet session with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. Don't wait too long. He only has 10 spots available. Again, that's 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that web address is savingtheinvestor.com. where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie's company and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we're taking your listener questions today. And if you do have a question, you can submit it right there on the website as well. And we're talking, obviously, about the inauguration that took place yesterday and what the impact and ramifications that's going to have on businesses here in America and how that the optimism is very, very high. And one of the questions that someone submitted is that she's talked to two different financial advisors about the likelihood that she can comfortably retire at the age of 55. Which is 5 years away. One of them says she should work longer. The other says she should go ahead and retire at 55. I was originally inclined to work with the guy that tells me to go for it, but how do I know that he's not telling me what I want to hear?
Well, that's a good question. We'll probably get a third opinion.
Come talk to you, right?
Yeah, come talk to me. And what we do is we have a program, John, and this is important. And this is why we, when people come into our office, we have a 70-inch smart TV, smart board, and we have these this program that actually puts in accounts, puts in their Social Security number, or not number, I take it back, Social Security income, and then also their expenses. And what's going to happen is it shows them what their take-home pay is. It shows what their expenses are, and it shows them taking out minimum distributions, what they have to take out. And we show it at a very, you know, we like to show it at a very low rate, like a 4% rate of return on portfolios. If we do our contractual guarantee programs where it shows that guaranteed income where part of it's guarantee, part of it's coming from RMDs, then they have their pension and it shows them and they say, you know what? I've really never seen anything like this because most of the time they're just telling us what we're going to do. Oh, you're going to be okay just like that one. And so what we'd be able to do is show you different scenarios, show you, you know, in 10 years what should be in your account. In 15 years and 20 years, if you're going to run out of money. And so the best thing for you to do, if you're listening out there, is give us a call and ask for really an income analysis. You know, we have portfolio analysis income, but you know, that financial MRI, we do the income analysis for them too. So that, you know, let's talk about what you get with that financial MRI. You're first going to show us, we're going to show you after we look at your statements and everything, what your fees are. And these are fees that you do not see. Okay, these are fees that you do not see. If you have a variable annuity, you're going to be. We're going to have to, put some rubber mats around because you're going to fall out of your chair because it's about 4% on an average variable annuities that you don't see. So what we're going to do is show you what your hidden fees are. We're going to show you your asset allocation. If you have any long term bonds, if you're heavy in just one asset class, if you're taking, you know, how much unnecessary risk you're taking and the returns that you're getting. So that's a good thing. And then we're going to show you an income plan, your current income plan to say, hey, this is your current income plan. This is what it can look like. And then, you know what? That's called validation. And I love validation because, you know, we talk about validation. It's in the book. And validation, when I play golf with our buddies on Saturday or Sunday, we have this just a little bet about, and it's called greenies, where you closest to the pin on your par threes. So you have to be on the green and you have to be closest to the pin, and then you get a dot. That means you get your 50 cents or dollar, whatever it is. Okay. And then you have to validate it by at least no more than a two putt. You cannot have anything more than a par, or or you don't win that hole. Now, and we have a good friend, John and I, and he's from Ireland, Tig. He says how they play in Ireland is that you have the four people and they're closest to the pin. If you don't validate it, you owe everybody else money. You owe the other three money.
Yeah.
So I said, well, that's...
That's why, now you know why I don't gamble. When I'm
that's right. So I usually gamble with my other group of people. But when I say gamble, I'm talking about...
a couple dollars.
Yeah, nothing big. But it does put some pressure on. Even a dollar puts pressure. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you want to win. But this is an important question because to retire at 55 is young. You know, most people are living well into their 80s, sometimes into their 90s. I mean, you need 40 years of income that's going to outlast
you. That's a
good
point, John.
And really, people don't want to go back to work. And there's a lot of people that really are out there that might be a little bit nervous about retirement. And they might be coming up to retirement. Your job is to keep them retired. And really, once they get retired, they're not earning a paycheck anymore. How do you go about putting that plan in place so that they can have peace of mind to say, if I live till 90, I'm not going to run out of money and have to go back to work?
Well, it's a lot of planning because what we have to do is really dig into their expenses. And so we look at their expenses. We look at their income. We look at their Social Security, their pension, if they have one. We look at what happens to the spouse if something happens to the breadwinner. Is the spouse going to, we know she's going to most likely, or he's going to get the spouse's higher of the two Social Security. So we're good there. But what happens to that pension if they have a pension? So there's some serious planning that needs to take place. And as a certified financial planner, John, majority of the planners out there, they're advisors. They're looking to grow your money, but they don't have a really plan in place to protect your downside. So the question is, do you have an income plan and do you have a downside protection plan? A downside protection plan. Do you know how low your portfolio can go? Especially if you got in the market after 2008, you haven't really experienced any, especially if you change advisors or if you just got in the market after 2008 and you do not have that experience of how low it can really go from 08, you need to have your plan validated. So give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155, and we'll be right back after this break.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9 right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Be one of the first 10 callers today and get together with Alfie in Fort Myers or Naples. You can schedule a no-cost, no-obligation, free financial MRI by calling 561-1155. You can schedule a one-hour meet-and-greet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices. And if you currently don't have a retirement plan in place, Alfie can get you started. And if you currently have one, he's happy to sit down with you and validate your current plan. You know, we've been talking about that validation today. That validation will make sure that you're not taking too much risk, that you're not, that you're allocated properly, that you're diversified properly, that you're not spending too much or exposed to too much fees. And if your current plan is solid and in good financial shape, he's going to validate and he's going to tell you. But call now to schedule your meet and greet. Don't wait too long. He only has about 10 spots available this week. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And here's the next question. My husband and I are planning to retire at the end of this year. We've been working with an advisor for years and really like him. My question is this. When we talk to him about retiring, it seems like nothing changes in his recommendations. Shouldn't we have different strategies in retirement than what we do while we're working?
Oh, absolutely. We talk about that where most advisors, John, are out there and they're good at one aspect of accumulating your money. But that's the easy part, because when you're working, it's easy to accumulate because you're a lot of times putting in money weekly or biweekly. And then as the market goes down, it doesn't hurt you that bad because you're working and you're not dependent on that money. But the important part is when you retired, you have to have a different plan. You have to have an income plan. You have to, and I'm not here to scare you of the market. I love the market, but you have to make sure you're not taking unnecessary risk. And that's when we talk about that financial MRI, it just lets you know. I mean, when I do a workshop, John, and I tell people, listen, the reason why you're coming to see me is because you saw what happened, what I showed you. And I show people at workshops something that I'll show you when you come in. People that retired in 2000, 2015 with two different portfolios, they have two separate portfolios with the same average return. They both average 5.68. They both average 5.68. One was the S&P, which was like a Vanguard S&P, and the other one was a diversified portfolio, but they both average in those 15 years the same rate of return, 5.68. Well, after they're taking income from it, their $1 million in both portfolios, one was worth like $360,000 after 15 years, and the other one was still worth $1.1 million. So I'm going to say this again. These two portfolios, they average the same rate of return over 15 years from 2000 to 2015. But after taking $50,000 a year out for 15 years, because of the volatility of the S&P, that one only had $367,000 left after 15 years, where the other one had, well, it was a $1.1 million plus still. Okay, so
they could be literally 6 years away from running out of money.
Oh, yeah, they're running out of money. Yeah. But the other part is that it is important to make sure you have a downside protection plan. You know, when the market's doing good, people have short-term memory. They have amnesia of what happened before. And so you just have to make sure that if you're in a situation that it could happen again, then do something about it before it does, because it's hard to make up money when you're not working or not putting money into it. You're taking money out. It's hard to make that money up. So that's what, you know, that's why we've been busy, John. People are listening to our radio show, and we have, you know, the TV show. We have that TV show on CTN, but it's being moved. Well, we're going to keep it there too, but it's being moved also to CW. And then it's also going to be following Chris Wallace at 10 o'clock, 10 to 10:30, Saving the Investor on Fox Local on, here in Southwest Florida, starting next month. And it's going to be in first part of February, but it's going to be on Sunday from 10 to 10:30. So if you have a DVR, you can record it or watch it live at 10 to 10:30. But it's going to be a great show, and we're going to be able to show you what we talk about here on the radio. But it's very important for you to have a plan in place. And most people do not have a plan. They have portfolios, but they don't really have a plan.
Yeah, it's important to treat your wealth like your health. You wouldn't take one doctor's opinion when he gave you a diagnosis. Why would you do that with your finances? Because that is what you're going to have to rely upon well into retirement. We're living longer, well into our 80s and 90s, and you're going to need money to be around, and you need money that's going to outlast you. Get a second opinion. Give Alfie a call at 561-1155. It's a no-cost, no-obligation, free financial MRI, and it will examine your portfolio, exposing any undue risk. Make sure you're not paying too much in fees. Make sure that you're diversified and allocated properly. He's going to take a look at your whole financial picture and give you a snapshot by the time that meeting's over to show you if you're on the right course towards retirement. 561-1155, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. The next question we have here is, I've heard you talk about annuities as a safe place for your money. What exactly makes an annuity safe? Aren't you still just relying on the company to come through for you? How is that any different from just buying stock in a company?
Well, that's real good. An annuity is a contract between you and the insurance company. So there's different levels of protection in an annuity. Now, not all annuities are protected. Like if you have a variable annuity, they don't have the protection that a fixed annuity has. So a fixed annuity, a fixed index annuity, they have different types of protection. They have what we call the legal reserve of the company. For every dollar that comes into the company, they have to put so much in reserve. Okay, that's called the legal reserve of the company. And it's so much more than what a bank has to put in reserve. So you have that level of protection. You have what we call there's like 14 companies that reinsure each annuity, you know, each company. So they reinsure each other. So typically what happens back in, I had a Hartford life insurance policy for many, many years. And all of a sudden, after 08, it became Prudential bought them out, you know, bought the life part out of the Hartford. And my policy is now Prudential. But the contract's the same. Everything's the same. But let's say that was, let's say Prudential didn't want it and it went under, then the third line of protection would be the state guarantee fund, which insures up to, with annuities and life, with annuities up to $250,000. And there's some different protection there too. The thing about it is this, I've been doing this for, you know, since 1983. I've heard of companies that were in trouble. Like one of them, when I first got in the business, one was called Executive Life, and they were out of California. And Michael Milken was selling all these to the insurance company, was selling all these junk bonds, and they're not allowed to do that anymore. But that company was a big company, and what happened, Sun Life ended up buying that company. So I literally, myself, I've never seen the or heard of people losing money in a fixed annuity, because usually what happens, there's guarantees in there, and then there's reinsurers, and then the state fund. But they're a safe investment, but you do want to make sure the company is a nice rated company, and they've been around a long time.
The best thing to do is to sit down with the coach. He has about 10 spots available for a meet and greet session in Fort Myers or Naples. Give him a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Give him a call. He'll get you started on the right course towards retirement. It's going to give you peace of mind to make sure that you're taking the right place towards retirement. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here. In studio with me right now, Alfie Townsend of Advantage Retirement Group. You've heard Alfie and I talk quite a bit about your financial future. Alfie, I got just a general question for you. If people would like to work with you, what can they expect?
One thing they're going to expect is when they come in, we're going to do what we call a risk analysis, and we're going to find out really what their risk level is. A lot of people say, oh, I can handle losing this amount of money or that amount of money. But when it comes to really finding out and showing them, it's the whole risk factor changes. So we're going to find out about that. We're going to find out about their fees, and we're going to put an income plan in place. And that's very important when you're dealing with your retirement. One person came in this week and they said, you know, I made my money once. I don't want to have to make it again.
You know, plan is the key there when it comes to retirement. Alfie Townsend, give him a call today, 561-1155, 561-1155. You can also visit him online, savingtheinvestor.com.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Be one of the first 10 callers today to schedule your own meet and greet session with the coach down in Fort Myers or Naples. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. If you don't have a current retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. If you do have one, let him sit down with you and validate your current plan. If he discovers you're taking too much risk or you're paying too much in fees, he's going to be there to help you. But if your plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, he's going to tell you that as well. Schedule your meet and greet right now. He only has 10 spots available, 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about his company. And you also can submit questions. That's what we're doing today, is we're taking listener questions that have been submitted to the coach. And here's another one. He said, I have about 4 years left until retirement, and I'd really like to have $1 million in my 401k at the time I finish working. I should be able to achieve that if I save aggressively, but I also have a lot of debt. Should I focus on paying off the debt or piling up more money in my account?
What depends? There's two different types. There's good debt and bad debt. It depends on what type of debt. If I see like debt from a home, well, that's to me good debt, because you usually have a good interest rate of return. Your home's appreciating. But bad debt would be your debt from credit cards that are, you know, people are moving it around to get the best rate, but you want to get that thing paid off before you've retired. And I was at Golf Galaxy, and they wanted me to have one of their Advantage credit cards, and they said, Alfie, I don't know, it's a 27%. 27%.
Well, you wouldn't pay it off when it comes to it.
Well, of course you pay it off, but
you probably get points, right?
Well, you get points, but I don't want any credit card with it. I would like to pay my credit cards off. So, yeah, credit card debt is probably the most important debt to pay off. If you have a, and what we would do, John, is we would look at the debt that they have, and see if it, you know, which one to pay off and which one to put back in the, you know, in the 401k.
And it's important to note, I mean, he said, we just talked about the last question about two people that had $1 million, and after 15 years, one had 300 and something thousand, the other had $1.1 million. Just because you have $1 million at the end of retirement doesn't mean that's going to last if you don't allocate it properly. How can you ensure, because really, you don't expose them, especially when they're retired, all to the market, do you? You put them in different places so that not all of it is subject to that high risk once they're retired.
Well, we had... This is a client that we saw, and you know, he was making a lot of money back 80s and 90s. And so when you're making a lot of money, there's going to be people that are going to be gravitating to you and trying to get you in these deals. And so this person was approached by someone that said, look, we have a great tax shelter, you know, in this historic hotel, and we can there's some nice write-offs on there, and we're going to shelter some money in this historic hotel. We're going to remodel it, and then it's going to be worth a whole lot more. And everything sounded real good. The problem was the company, the contracting company, went bankrupt right before the last phase of the hotel being completed. And this is a famous hotel. And so they went bankrupt. So the bankruptcy courts took over. Then another company bought it, the hotel, and the investors didn't get anything out of it.
Huh.
So
shame.
There was a lot of money there. There was other investments, but most of these other investments were just bad investments because of bad advice. So when he showed me the accounts, he goes, I want you to take this money and look at this money, and I do not want to touch this account. If I try to give you advice, Alfie, do not listen to me. He says, I just want
this money. Made an affidavit.
Yeah,
right?
He goes, I just want this money. He's made millions and millions in his life. And he says, I need to protect this amount of money here. So this is not for me to tell you what to do. I said, well, that's good, because if you did tell me what to do, and you know, you wouldn't really, we wouldn't be a good fit anyway, because we have a plan in place for you. And it's my job to keep you on, you know, in the plan that we put together. So, but there's a lot of different situations. We had another client that came in this week, John, that was a land developer. Okay, and they own commercial property, and they have great income coming from commercial property, and he has money sitting in the bank. But he told me, he says, Alfie, I really always invested in property. I know nothing about investment, so I'm coming to you as a novice. Hate to tell you that. I said, well, yeah, normally you wouldn't want to tell the advisor that you don't know anything, because then they could put you in whatever they want. But the thing about it is this: what we want to do is to put a plan in place for him, because he lost a lot of money when that market tanked in 06. When I'm not talking about the, I'm talking about the retail, the housing market.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're diversified. He has property still. But, you know, we're going to put his money to work for you. And, you know, we talk about saving money for retirement is one thing, but making it last the rest of your life is another. I invite you to give us a call. There's no cost, no obligation, to see if we can help you. I'll sit down with you and we'll have a conversation and get to know each other. I do something that we call a financial MRI. We've been talking about this financial MRI. We're going to do an income assessment to determine if you have enough income to fulfill your retirement dreams. We'll run a risk analysis. The financial MRI process could potentially help you. So if you're one of the first 10 callers, you know, we'll get together and give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to make sure that you're on the right path. Because if you know you're on the right path, it, like you said, John, people are living longer. There's some, you know, like the person that retired in 55, he could be retired for 40 years.
Yeah.
And it's hard to put a plan together for 40 years. So make sure you have the right plan in place.
561-1155. It's a no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give Alfie a call. be one of the first 10 callers today. And if you don't currently have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. If you do have one, Alfie is happy to sit down with you in Fort Myers or Naples. He has two beautiful offices to validate your current plan. Again, that number is 561-1155. Jot it down, put it in your phone. If he discovers you're taking too much risk or if you're paying too much in fees, he's going to be there to help. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, Alfie's going to be honest with you and tell you that as well. Call now to schedule your own meet and greet session with Alfie, but don't wait too long. He only has 10 spots available each week. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You also can go over to his website, an action-packed, very informable website, savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that address is savingtheinvestor.com, where you will find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And if you click on your smartphone or your tablet on the media tab, you can actually watch right on your laptop or your phone all the different topics that we discuss here on the Saving the Investor broadcast. If you want to find out about the financial investment strategy that he has, rebalancing, talking about the financial MRI, you could see that in depth. And you can see it over a 28-minute segment that will give you more insight and information that will help you sail into retirement, knowing that you're on the right path towards retirement. Until next time, stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.